Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello and good morning. I'm so excited that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are so blessed that we've been here for 16 years and a lot of you have been tuning in. And if you know people that haven't, please share our show. Do them something special so that they can wake up and start their day in a positive way. We have a great show for you today. And of course, joining me is Carolyn Osborne. And if you think your energy is a little low, you need Carolyn because she's going to be talking about how that helps our energy every single day. Carolyn, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit for a second and we're going to talk to you more, but energy, what can we do just to get our energy right now, this morning, feeling really good and strong?
Move around, get some good healthy food in you, and, you know, just some activity, and let go of all the worries and crazies of the world. You know, we don't need to carry all that around with us.
There you go. I love it. Put it in a bag and put it away for a while so that
exactly.
You can enjoy your day. And again,
exactly.
For anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, I always like to start with something uplifting. And I'm just going to put it right out there. Positive always wins. If you can look at somebody, a friend, a husband, a wife, whatever you're doing in life, and you can find that brighter side, it's going to win. You're going to have a great day, and so are they. So again, I do want to remind you that you can stream our show, kvta.com, and also you can find all of our podcasts. Please download them so that you hear us all the time, and you can go back to some of our great guests that we've had, as well as the great guests we're having today. And you can find us on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, anywhere that podcasts are. Also, check out our website at kimpaganoshow.com. So with that, I do want to give out our phone number, and our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I just want to start off with a gift certificate to Lures Fish House. If you haven't ever been there, they are open, and everybody's starting to thrive again. We've got to be a little careful. I don't want to just put that out there. But you know what? Go and live for today. So I'd love to give somebody a gift certificate. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, I'd like to invite and welcome our first guest, Melanie Salvatore. And again, Melanie teaches a deep wisdom of the body and life's energies. We're talking about energy. That's what, like, you know, it's so funny. All my shows kind of all come together. It's always like all the right people show up. But we can each understand and use our growth for well-being. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Melanie and, of course, her newest book that she has out. And is it Y2SI? And it's really to empower regular people like all of us to tune in to that innate wisdom and ignite our inner healing capacities. And I love that. So, again, Melanie, welcome and thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. I love already. I adore you. Start your day in a positive way. Yes, 100%. So, you know, my new book, Yoga to Support Immunity, Mind, Body, Breathing, the Whole Health, it is exactly that. It is how do we connect to and get clear on our habits, our thought habits, our physical habits. You know, we think it, then we do it. How do we get clear? And then we repattern them to help ourselves. So I just think
I love that too. You know what's interesting? So I just kind of like want my listeners to think about this. You wake up in the morning, you've had hopefully a nice sleep. You wake up and it's a clean slate. Yes, you have things that have to be done, but you can choose to go in and splash your face with some cold water, take a deep breath, stretch, walk outside, maybe start your day and put your healthy habits together. Is that something that you talk about in your book?
Absolutely. And I call them the micro habits, right? But it's almost like the moment before you're actually doing anything. So you
right.
open your eyes in bed, you know, any of us, right? And
right.
then consciously create symmetry in the body. So what I mean is creating right and left sides of the body balance, neutral. So for me, I often will flip over onto my back and just balance my body. And mm-hmm. that then reminds me to balance my breath. And so I begin to breathe through the nose.
Right.
And as I calm down, then I start to what I call a positive mental rehearsal. I begin to see in my mind's eye. Usually I'm grateful first. Oh, I woke up. It's like a realization. Ah, here we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Carolyn, I know you can speak to all of this too.
Yes.
To, yeah. I know you, I can feel you, you know? So yeah, go ahead and add to that.
Well, yeah, definitely. Getting ourselves attuned, getting ourselves grounded. I'm very much about grounding, getting connected with the earth, breathing, so that your energy, you're connecting with that energy, also connecting with spirit, you know, so that you have that spirit and earth connection, because that's really mm-hmm. important for us to have that running through our bodies and getting mm-hmm. us energized and working.
100%.
And then, yeah, and then just, like you said, all the other things.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like getting your body and your energy kind of working so that you can take on your day, correct, Melanie?
Yeah, it's a tuning, like we're tuning into your radio station right now,
mm-hmm.
tuning in to.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
That deeper, yeah, that mm-hmm. deeper self. I think pivotal here and essential is turning inward for more of the answers, the healing, the energy, and that inward connecting all the way to whatever you consider source, God or
mm-hmm.
love or collective consciousness, whichever that is, instead of looking outward for it.
Okay,
yeah,
so
definitely.
We need to look inside instead
yeah.
of out, because so many of us are looking for other people to fix us,
mm-hmm.
and we have all the right answers right inside our own body, correct?
Mm-hmm. I believe it's you know, it's not necessarily like disregarding what's outside of us, and it is, I feel like many of us have been trained maybe to disregard what's inside us. So
mm-hmm.
I feel that this practice is about amplifying that to bring us to balance. So mm-hmm. yes, you know, it is Western medicine. Fantastic. Thank goodness. And what's happening on the inside to join that together. Very potent.
Right. Melanie, tell us a little bit about how you got started, and this is your third book. What is your, I always like to see kind of where you've gone in your life, but so what were your first two books about?
Sure. You know, I feel like I'm on a consistent theme. So the first book is called Kitchen Yoga. So simple home practices.
Okay.
For mind, body,
so
and life.
Are you a yoga teacher?
I am. I'm a yoga teacher.
Okay.
I'm a meditation teacher. I get to teach other teachers to become yoga teachers, which makes me very, very fulfilled. I'm a mom of three.
Mm-hmm.
Mom adventure, I love that. Mom of three. And my second book is called Fierce Kindness, Be a Positive Force for Change, which is really about changing the inner conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In yoga, we call it pratipaksha bhavanam, which is turning negative to the positive. So there's a lot of accountability in that. So how do we become accountable for our own process and life and tools to do that? And then also, at the same time, to look outside of ourselves to say, how can I help? And have that energy be a dual energy of metta, self-love, and seva, service. others.
Wow. You know, I'm going to ask you a question, okay, and then we're going to find out a little bit more what's in your book. But so say a listener has a great marriage, but you know how there's times that you just are a little off and you're almost like, or, you know, a relationship, you're just like, you know, you meet with a friend and you're a little off, you're on, you're not all balanced. And Carolyn, you could speak to this too. And how do you get back on balance? Is that something that you teach in your book? Because, you know, I mean, you've been together for a long time, but all of a sudden you're just not on the same wavelength. Has that ever happened to either one of you?
Oh, yes. For sure. I think everybody's gone through but that.
Yeah. So, Melanie?
What I will say is that, you know, there are many tools. So I feel like, you know, we have these toolboxes, and it sounds like, you know, I can say with confidence that all of us, you're talking, and I'm your listeners as well, really the toolboxes of how to help ourselves, right? And not always the same tool works for every situation, but you might just keep reaching in there, right? I feel like, you know, physical exercise and movement, just as Carolyn had mentioned right in the top, that is potent. Like, how can you shift the physical body? I say that first because that's the place we can all recognize. If I say elbow, most everybody knows what I'm talking about. Elbow, 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 right? So go to that place of the physical first, because for many of us, it's the easiest to get yourself moving in one way or another, to make sound. I share a lot of techniques to create catharsis. You know, how do we help ourselves release the tension inside the mental, emotional, and physical body? How do we get to cry and to cough and all these things that really need to happen?
Right.
That in itself shifts our, you know, our own vibration and our own mental experience. So then that shifts around us.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. Because, you know what, we are in, you know, the end of a pandemic. It's still not, there's so much unsureness. And I think people are, they're walking forward, which is wonderful, but we're not at our top. And sometimes we're never at our top. And so, you know, every day that you do some of these exercises that you're talking about can really help us reach. I think instead of, like, you know, it's about the long game, right? It's every single day has to be rich, and not in money, but in life. And so I love where what you're talking about with your book, and of course what Carolyn does. So to me, this is just so beautiful. What are we going to find in your book?
The book is based in three areas. And that is the physical body, right? First, I try to sell the exercises with letting you know what they do for your immune system and what they do for your longevity functions and beyond. So I call that like spinach in the cookie, right? So we have this movement, and then there's a reason why in all of it, without being too dry, but to inspire you on. So there's a certain focus on physical postures that I think many people know. There's an additional focus on breathing. So I'm looking at habits. The book is really a habit book versus an exercise book. So looking at your habitual movement with your body from as simple as how do you sit each day. I'm curious how we're all sitting. I have my left
as
leg
I straightened
bent, my
up
foot
right
underneath
this
my
second.
Pant.
Yeah.
Right? And that creates imbalances not only on the physical skeletal joints, right? But it also creates imbalances in the nervous system and the mind and our energy. So we look at patterns of how we move, how we breathe. There's a lot of breathing, a lot of breathing. Some of it very classical yogic breathing, and some of it not based in other explorations. And then how do we integrate that in our daily life? So I'm really interested in that space between when you open your eyes and you step your foot off your bed, or when you go into the bathroom first thing every morning, these habits that you do probably without thinking. So the book is very focused on integrating not for someone super busy who, you know, oh my gosh, how am I going to add this into my life? It's actually kind of deconstructing your already set up habits and then inserting or stacking an additional micro habit that will create a big change if consistently used.
I love it. And you had the word right there, consistently used. We have to be consistent in our life. We can't just, everybody wants a quick fix, you know, this will work right away. That's not the way it works. It's all about being consistent. And so I love that. Melanie, thank you so much for being a guest. I'd love to have you back and I'd love to learn more about you. Where are you located?
So I live in Northern California, and you can find me online at MelanieSalvatoreAugust.com. I've got lots of resources. The book, of course, you can find the book anywhere books are sold. You can study with me almost every day at YogaWorks.com. So I love my YogaWorks family, and so we have great accessible classes. So you can pop in and see me every day if you wanted to.
Oh, I love that. Okay, perfect. Well, again, please share our show with everyone. And thank you so much for being a guest and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. Thank you to both of you. And yeah, you, great work. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we've got a surprise for you. We're going to be talking with Demi D. And of course, she is a certified Canadian fitness trainer and holistic health coach. Can you tell where we're going with all of this, right? We are helping each other be a better person and be a better body and to live our best life. That's really what my show is all about. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to hear from some of you. And please just check in. Talk to you soon and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Glass Artists Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.com.
www.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T, .thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust, .thinkingintoresults.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Weddings are back, and you won't want to miss the first wedding show of the 2021 season. The bridal premiere Sunday, August 1st, 2021 at the Hyatt Regency Westlake. Hundreds of wedding ideas, products, services, vendors, all in one place. Talk to top wedding professionals, discover the latest trends, and learn new ideas and more choices to help plan your day. From wedding venues to gowns and flowers to photographers and DJs to caterers, all in one exciting place at the Hyatt Regency Westlake Bridal Premiere, Sunday, August 1st. Purchase your tickets online at bridalpremiere.com. That's bridalpremiere.com. www.bridalpremiere.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of my sponsors. Those are all the commercials that you've heard. And I can't tell you, they are amazing people. And I thank them for the support of our show. And of course, joining me today is Carolyn Osborne. And you heard her commercial up there. And if you are just not feeling yourself or need a little bit more energy, Carolyn, that's who you need to call. And of course, that's Carolyn Osborne. My next guest, Carolyn, are you still with me here?
I'm still here.
Okay, well, we have Demi D is joining us. And, of course, she is a certified Canadian fitness trainer and holistic health coach and the founder and CEO of The Knockout Room. And she's committed to helping girls look and feel their best. And Demi, I actually had a little conversation with her, and she's so passionate, and I love what she's doing. And, of course, Demi, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. And, of course, Carolyn is on the line with us, too.
Hi, Demi.
Hi.
So we're going to talk a little bit about how to make over your home and habits to match your superhero lifestyle. Talk to us about that. We talked about superhero. And what does that exactly mean? Because I think that so many moms, and we're going to talk a little bit about the tips for moms, and they can do immediately to get results for their daughters. So talk to us.
Yeah. Well, first of all, to answer the first part, you were saying, like, what do I mean by superhero? I want people to look at themselves and really look at the best version of themselves, like their healthiest and best version and what that would look like. Often when we're talking about health or any type of performance, we're often looking externally to see how we're doing. Like, how is everyone else doing and how am I measuring up? And so what I'm looking at with a superhero approach is really making yourself the person that you compare yourself against and what you aspire to be and what does that look like, your healthiest version. So I take that approach and I really have that apply to all areas of health. And that's where when we're looking at making over your home, we're taking that superhero element into consideration. So in my program, I work on three main areas. It's food, exercise, and mindset. So today I wanted to take you through one example of each, things that you could do right away in your own home.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, you actually, I mean, we talked a little bit about helping young girls before they get that feeling of not being good enough, because there's a lot of us that feel that's kind of what we walk around with all the time, of not feeling good enough. And I love that you concentrate on that. But you actually go through the moms, right? Because we are kind of the leader of the pack, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I work with the moms to coach them and really bring awareness to issues that they may not have thought of things that they're going through that they might be also passing on to their girls. And so it really works well because both the moms and the daughters experience a transformation through the program of how they see themselves. And once you see yourself differently, you also behave differently.
Mm-hmm. What you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? Until you know what it is, then you could do better. So I love that. So let me ask you, start with food and kids' snacks, making them more fun. Talk to us about that.
Okay, well, I'm sure a lot of you can agree that your kids probably don't like eating veggies, and they probably go for the sweet foods over the savory ones, like perhaps going for chips instead of carrots and celery. So if we look at maybe taking more of a superhero approach to this, it could be anything like if you already have kind of like a bento box at home or any sort of tray that might already have compartments in it, you can start filling those trays with, you know, apples, carrots, all that, you know, the healthy foods that you want to feed them. And, you know, arrange them also with perhaps like dark chocolate, because then you're getting the sweet parts as well, a bit of chocolate. And if they really like milk chocolate and that's much sweeter than dark chocolate, you can slowly ease them out of milk chocolate by just making it a bit darker each time. But if you make it, put in the chocolate, put in the vegetables, you can also use a spiralizer to create different shapes that might look like foods that they would otherwise prefer to eat, like chips. And then to add the superhero approach, I mean, we may not have, you know, a tray that looks like a superhero or something that they admire, but you can always add in something very quick, like a note to them, like to my superhero, my favorite little superhero, and pick a specific spot in the fridge that'll be for them, so that they always know to go to the same spot and there's always going to be something there for them. And you could have a different note each day, something that really inspires
them. Very inspirational.
Them
So maybe even, you know, I love an affirmation or something, just a connection between, I love that. So, and then, so talk to us, those are great ideas. Talk to us about mindset and wellness.
So in terms of mindset, well, so this is a big one, and we're seeing a lot of this actually in the news right now with the sports and with the Olympics. So in your own home, just walk through the different rooms and really look at the bookcases, the coffee tables, anywhere you would have left maybe magazines or books, and just start scanning the headlines on these books. Well, on the books, it would be the titles. On the magazines, it would be the headlines. And just start to see, is there a theme coming up? Is there a narrative that you hadn't noticed that is just this ongoing message that is there? Every time your child passes the coffee table, she's seeing the images on the magazines, she's seeing the titles, and she's getting messages constantly that, and, you know, you've left them on the coffee table, you may not even think twice about them. So
right, like
that,
lose 20 pounds, or is that kind of what you're thinking?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you can spot, every, like,
every
if you don't have anything.
Has it.
Sorry?
I said every magazine has something like that on there, right?
Absolutely. Like, if you don't have something right now to swap it with that would be a little bit more uplifting, like for the coffee table, maybe just take it away and put a flower until you have something a little bit more uplifting.
I love it. I love it. Carolyn, what's your thought on that?
Oh, definitely. I think I wanted to talk about that, too. It's just like it's so much in the news. It's just, you know, how the pressure everybody's under and everything and taking care of it. And so supporting when people have to take a break or, you know, that image or, you know, giving yourself that positive image of who you are. And it's okay to be weak. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to not live up to everybody's expectations all the time.
Yeah, I think that's so true. Demi, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And those messages that you're thinking of right now, those could be some of the things you possibly put in the note in the fridge.
Right.
Right. You're perfect just the way you are. I love you just, you know, who you are. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're in my life. Just things like that, that forever, all of us, for not even just our children, but just, you know, to anybody that we come in contact with. I think this is such a great concept and so important to remind us to do that. So, Demi, I want to have you give out your website and how people can find out more about you, too.
Sure. The website is www.theknockoutroom.com, theknockoutroom.com. And if you want to call, it's 1-866-857-4376. Or if you want to use letters to remember, it's 1-866-TKR-HERO. Like superhero.
And let me ask you, go ahead, sorry. Oh, what is the Knockout Room? Talk to us about that.
So the Knockout Room is my company. It's the online platform and supportive community where moms and daughters are able to discuss and learn about topics such as food and exercise, body image and self-esteem. And we do it all with a superhero angle of theme to it so that it really feels more personalized and fun. And it's not, we're just adding entertainment to it so that it's exciting for them.
Right. Wow. How did you get into this? How did you become a health coach and a fitness trainer?
For me, it was really started as a personal journey. I wasn't looking to start a business. I had just, I was taking care of my grandfather who was terminally ill. And I'm sure others can relate to this, that that task, that, that role in your life can end up being very mentally, physically, and emotionally draining throughout. Mm-hmm. And after the devastation of losing him, we, you know, we were all trying to find our new normal. And I was trying to get back into health, and just I needed to learn more about how to take care of myself. And as you can see, that goes for everything, like emotional, physical, and mental. And I was looking of where should I look to find accurate info. And I ended up searching the internet, getting conflicting information. I was so overwhelmed because there was so much of it that I ended up becoming a fitness trainer, because to me that seemed like the most, the place where I would get accurate information. And while I was training in that program, I was applying the information to myself 1 week at a time. And as you can imagine, as you start doing that, you eventually become a walking billboard and people come up to you and ask you, what are you doing? So that's really when the light bulb went off that it would become a business.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful the way you did that? I love that, because you started to look good. You started to feel better. And then people started to go, what are you doing? And you already had all the right tools for it. And so then you were able to share in a great, positive way. Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
So that worked out.
So talk.
I loved it.
Yeah. And you still are amazing. So I love it.
Demi, talk to us about exercise and, you know, how important that is and what the knockout room does.
So exercise, as we all know, really important for our well-being, for being able to concentrate as well. And, you know, everything kind of ties into it. And I'm sure right now, over a year into this pandemic, people are really feeling the lack of it if they haven't been moving as much and
right.
the effects that it has on them. So with
right.
the Knockout Room, what we're doing with my foundation's program, which is called the Knockout Protocol, we're really looking at teaching the basics that you need to know in food, exercise, and with mindset in order to get to a place where if you wanted to fitness train, you would be prepared for it. So with exercise in this foundations program, we're looking to get you moving more. How can we
wow.
add more movement into your day? And how can we make it fun?
Right. And so what are some of the tips that you can share with our listeners? I mean, and that you have in your program?
Well, one thing I can say right now is if, like, for example, if you're at home and it doesn't matter whether it's a home, it's an apartment, you know, a house, an apartment, look around you and see how can you utilize your space to add more movement into your day. So if you have a stairs, you can go up and down the stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, if assuming that there are no limitations, otherwise you could always do squats from one room to the another as you're walking to it.
Right.
You could do lunges. Do you know what I mean? Like fitting it in. If you're watching TV, you always do like hold a squat while you're watching TV. You could, you know, maybe you do it during the commercials and then you sit down when you're watching the show, for example. Like fit it in somewhere in a different way. One example
right.
I have for moms and daughters to make it more fun is if you decide to go for a walk or for a run together, this is where we add in the superhero element, because in my program, we have both the moms and the daughters create, like I said, their superhero avatar, which is how they see themselves. And they can give themselves an alias, like what name would you have? And so if you decide to go for a walk, you can always go in those characters and imagine and add imagination to it. Make the walk fun. Pretend you're somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? It just makes it more fun and it creates a bond between the mother and the daughter.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And really, a mother and son, mother and anybody, right? I mean,
anybody.
This is a great,
yeah.
Yeah. So now, did you have that connection with your mom?
We had, we were pretty close. We were, we baked a lot when I was younger. She taught me to cook, taught me to bake. I mean, we didn't do it the superhero way, of course, but definitely bonded. She taught me a lot about like food, because that was something that she had always done growing up. So that was where we kind of connected on there. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think people struggle to meet their health goals? I mean, what's your thought since you are so trained into this?
Well, one of the things I find is often people don't break it up into micro goals. And so, for example, you might have this large goal that probably will take you several months. And mm-hmm. so you might underestimate how long it's going to take. And so you feel like you're never getting anywhere, because one thing to remember is you don't start to see the effects right away. Like it does take some time. There's internal changes before there's the external ones that people start to see. So,
mm-hmm.
and the other problem is that people tend to rely heavily on the number on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem there is that muscle and fat, you know, when we're saying like 1 pound of fat weighs the same amount as 1 pound of muscle. And so if you're burning fat and then you're building muscle, you're replacing one for the other. And so these changes are happening internally, and the number on the scale may not fluctuate as much as you'd like it to. So you think nothing's happening, you know?
Okay,
you
I'm glad you said that, because
that's a big deal.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Like, Carolyn, you're a runner, right? And
you.
Oh, I've been running lately, yeah.
Yeah, and you could see it, and I've been walking lately, and so you're right, because I don't go on the scale because it's misleading, and then it gets me, you know, frustrated, but I could see a difference in my body, and that's really what it's all about, right?
Well, Demi, well, the big difference between fat and muscle is density. Fat takes up more space. So when you say you can see the difference, you're starting to shrink because your fat is burning and you're building muscle, and muscle's taking up less space. So you are looking smaller, but the number on the scale might not be fluctuating as much.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Demi D, I love what you're doing. Certified Canadian fitness trainer and holistic health coach and a founder and CEO of the Knockout Room. I'd love to have you back. How do my listeners find out how to work with you and how to get more information?
They can visit my website, and they can book a free 30-minute consultation with me, and then we can go from there.
Perfect. And give out that number one more time.
Okay. It's 1-866-857-4376, or you can call like 1-866-TKR. Hero, H-E-R-O.
There you go. Demi, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Right.
Take care. Bye. Carolyn, it's your turn, and now that we've got all of our body movements in, let's talk about energy and, of course, you know, you've been on many times, and I love what you do. First, give out your website.
It's Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, energymedicine.com. And I have all sorts of information on there for animals and people and for mindset performance, et cetera, et cetera.
There you go. And basically, you are a certified medical intuitive. You communicate with animals.
And I'm a certified Acunet, which is the energy medicine modality that I use.
Yeah. So what does Acunet mean?
Acunet is a combination of kind of acupuncture and Kinect. It's based on traditional Chinese medicine, which is where acupuncture comes from, and five element theory. So it's a very integrated system that incorporates the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. Everything is connected. So especially the organs all relate to a specific emotion. So very often, if you're having like a lung problem, it could be relating to grief, because grief relates to the lungs and to the large intestine. So sometimes it's not necessarily a physical cause, but more of an emotional cause. So when you're working through this Chinese medicine approach, everything's integrated, everything's connected. And so you can have amazing results by just clearing emotions, clearing old thoughts and beliefs, old patterns, as well as just getting the body listening and working better together. So it's a whole integrated approach.
So do you do acupuncture? Acupressure?
No. Well,
do you do that?
I can balance the meridians and certain acupuncture points, but I do it all energetically.
Okay.
So you're
not sticking needles.
So
that's pretty interesting. Okay, great. And tell everybody where you're located so that that they can know that you're pretty local.
I'm in Encino, in the Los Angeles area, in Encino, which is north of LA.
Okay.
And but I do almost all my work virtually for people.
Isn't that
clients,
amazing? Yeah.
With my people clients, if they live close and they do want to come by and have an in-person session, we can discuss that, and that's most likely possible. But it's so much easier and just as effective doing it virtually.
Right.
So that's the beauty of energy work.
Let's talk about how does energy affect our everyday life and why is it important to strengthen and protect our energy, especially in a time right now, correct?
Okay, because we are all energy. Everything is energy. Energy is everywhere. our energies overlap with everybody else's energy. Think of like we have a bubble around us. And as you're interacting with people, those bubbles interconnect. And so suddenly you're taking on other people's energy. Plus you're just taking on, you know, even watching TV, hearing the news, hearing whatever, you're taking on that energy from those situations. So we're like sponges and we're constantly taking in energy. So one of the benefits of what I do is helping to strengthen your energetic protection. There's a couple ways of doing that. There's one, what we call Wei Qi, which is, I think of it as like an energetic wetsuit around the body. And if that's weak or ripped or torn, all these energies are just going in with no protection. If that's strong, then that's sort of like that protective seal that helps keep out the unwanted energy so that you're not taking in things unless you want to take them in. You know, we can always take in whatever we want. It's not like we don't, but you're not just indiscriminately taking in everybody's stuff.
Right. Well, it kind of reminds me of like, you know, when you walk in, maybe people are going to think of this more. You walk into, I remember like walking into a family party and somebody's not like your favorite person or vice versa. You get that. You can already feel it.
Yep.
Like so weird to feel somebody, or like walking to a big networking group and there's one person that you just, you could feel that energy, correct?
Yeah, correct. And you can feel both the positive and the negative. You know, you'll be attracted to those people that have great energy and you're like, oh, I want to be around that energy. I like that energy. Then there are those people that are, you know, their energy is really scattered or angry or not in a good place. And it's like you're kind of repelled from that. You don't want to be near that person because it's like, oh, that's kind of a little harsh. So we do feel it. We're just not always aware of what we're feeling. But what I do is help to strengthen, to clean out that energy, to strengthen it, so that when you are in those situations, you have more protection and support so that you're not just, you know, taking on stuff, you know, that you don't want.
Right. And especially nowadays with everything going on, you almost like, you know, you want to like almost wear a mask around your body, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what you do, right? You take that energy and almost like, you're not going to share your energy with the wrong people. And is that something that you can help us strengthen?
Yes. I mean, first of all, it's a matter of clearing out, you know, like I do a lot of work clearing out of the chakras, just clearing out of the body, clearing out of the aura, energies that are either old, that we've gotten stuck, you know, from old experiences that we've experienced, or just from other people and the world. You know, look at the world right now. There's so much fear and anxiety and stress, and we're all carrying a lot more of that because it's everywhere. So, you know, what I do is like clean that all out and then offer this protection so that you are able to be clean and fresh and in your own healthy energy bubble.
Right.
And then you can do what you need to do, and you're not being as affected by the outside experiences.
Okay, I like that. And let me ask you, so mental health, talk to us about that, supporting our improving our mental health and well-being. You talked about Simone Biles.
Again, you know, this comes down to self-care. We all have our limits. We all have our good days and our bad days. And Simone is such a great example of, you know, she went and she listened. She listened to her body. She listened to her mind. And it's like, no, if I go any further, I'm going to hurt myself. And unfortunately, people want to, you know, they have their own agenda. So they're pushing for what they want, which is not necessarily what is best for you. And there's nothing weak about saying, hey, I can't do this right now. I need a break. I need to reassess. I need some support, you know, whatever it is that you need. Again, the work that I can do, I can help, you know, clear those things out, get the person rebalanced and get you, you know, back on an even keel again, where you're back in your center and you're strong and able to be your best.
Wow. And how long does something like that take, Carolyn?
I would say these, you know, at least four sessions.
Okay.
At least, because
and how long
process.
Is a session?
A session's about 55 minutes.
Okay.
And okay. It's over a period of usually a couple of weeks, depending on, you know, the severity. You know, it can be every week. It just, you know, depends on the situation.
Right.
But it's a process. It's an energetic process. And as you are shifting and clearing, your body and energy has to shift and change into the new way. You have to get comfortable and support, you know, so you have to do your work to help, you know,
right,
move
right.
It forward.
You can't do it. Yeah, you can't do
it's
it
not,
alone. And you can't,
right,
yeah.
It's not me just waving a magic wand and you're suddenly healed. You have to do the work to support.
And what,
the changes.
And what does the work look like? What does that mean?
That means me doing my, you know, finding what's out of balance, finding what needs to be, you know, like if there are old emotions.
Okay.
That need to be cleared out of your, either an organ or the body, or you've had old, bad experiences, you know, trauma or old experiences that are still kind of in your energy and in your body. We want to clear all that out so that's still not pulling you back. It's about, you know, just getting your nervous system calmed down, taking you out of that fight or flight mode. That's the other thing. We're so much in fight or flight all the time. And when we're doing that, the rest of the body isn't able to function at its best because it's all going to that fight or flight mode. So getting
right.
the nervous system calmed down so the body can start to heal, the mind can start to heal, you know, and you can do what you need to do. And that's why I say it's just self-care. And so it's just, it just depends on each person in the situation, what comes up on
right.
how, you know, what are the best tools that I have to support the person to, you know, get into that healthier space.
Right. And Carolyn, you said that we would have to help you too. So what would we do on our end? What does that mean?
Okay. So that means, you know, sometimes changing patterns, you know, mm-hmm. you've heard the old thing, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same result. So,
exactly.
So
yeah.
that,
okay.
that could mean, okay, get more sleep. That could mean changing how you, you look at things, you know, changing those patterns in your head. That's why I say we work with beliefs. Suddenly it's like, okay, I'm no good. I'm no good. I'm no good. If you keep up on that and, you know, it's like putting in a new narrative and saying, you know, I'm the best I can be at any moment. I'm the best I can be. And when you do that, it shifts your whole energy and suddenly it opens up possibilities. It means, you know, maybe doing some exercise. It means me, you know, changing who you're hanging out with. Maybe there are certain people that are not good for you to be around.
Wow.
All those things come into play. So could be even diet. I mean, so it's all interrelated. It just depends on, again, the situation, what is going on, your awareness. It opens up your awareness. And then you saying, okay, I don't want to ever get to that place again. So how do I have to shift what I'm doing in my everyday life to support this new change?
I love that. I love that because little, like we just talked about with Melanie and Demi, is little tiny steps make changes
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Exactly.
And that's the same thing that you're talking about. Now, I know we're almost at the end, but you did the same thing for animals, correct?
Yes,
and
I did.
Yeah, talk about, you know, the
okay,
impact
so,
for that.
Yeah, okay. So the animals are picking up everything that we're feeling, seeing,
mm-hmm.
sensing. So if we're stressed, if we're anxious, if we're angry, the animals are going to take it on. They're going to feel it. So very often what they are experiencing or what they are exhibiting in behavior may be a reflection of what's going on in you. So it's important to realize that they are sponges. They're just absorbing and reflecting back and taking in everything that you are and everything that you are putting out there, even if you're not aware of it, they feel it. They feel the insecurity, the anger, you know, whatever may be going on. So, you know, we can learn a lot from our animals as to what's going on with us. But to help them, very often you have to help yourself. But then
right.
they also have their own stuff too. So, you know, just helping them to clear them of old experiences, especially animals that have been adopted. You know, they come with a lot of trauma. Separation anxiety, abandonment issues. So by clearing and releasing those old patterns, they are then able to move forward in their life and be much happier and not be carrying those old things with them.
Right. I love that you are so passionate about animals, and I love what you do. I mean, really, you help so many people. And so how do my listeners find out about you, and how can they work with you?
Okay, so they can go to my website, which is, again, ChironEnergyMedicine.com. They can sign up there for a 20-minute consultation, free 20-minute consultation. We can discuss, you know, any questions or concerns they might have for themselves or their animals. I have lots of information on there. And like I say, most of my work is done virtually over Zoom, sometime over the phone. But I like the Zoom because I can see the person, I can see the animal, and connect with you that way. So it's equally effective, and they love it.
I love it. Again, Carolyn, thank you so much for sponsoring our show and being a part of our show and what you do. And, of course, you are in our newsletter, so all of our listeners can find us there, too. Again, we are at the end of our show. That was a great show, some really good information. I wish everyone a wonderful weekend. And, of course, Carolyn, thank you. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Once you choose hope, anything is possible. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.